From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pot Brad with myself, Eric Wiltshire, Lee Banks and Rich Brunsden down there. I'm the only one with a full head of teeth at the moment and probably... That doesn't really help a lot, really. Everyone had their painkillers from part one.
I've had loads of those things that parrots eat.
Have you? Yes.
And honestly, it's so bad. And I just, ladies and gentlemen, this is how much I personally suffer for my art. I knot myself in my new tooth with my big microphone.
It's not funny, is it, Rachel?
It's not funny, but you know what? No. I've been eating jelly and custard for a week, and I might have lost 20 kilos, but I look fabulous.
You might have lost a trifle.
Okay, warning for everybody.
Rachel.
Warning for everybody on Facebook. Have you been approached by these, well, not approached by, these people that join you to groups? You have, haven't you? Yes. Where all of a sudden you look at your Facebook thing, there's a new group. And you think, well, I didn't join that. It's only to find out that somebody joined you on your behalf, which I find obnoxious.
It is obnoxious. You don't have the choice. You want to be a part of the Nazi-affiliated group for head shaving.
Yes, idiots.
You know,
for example. So anyway, in the middle of the week, as Lee knows, because we've been having some fun with this one, a man joined me to a BBC group.
He did.
And it was called the British Broadcasting Corporation. So I thought, oh, actually it might be some of my former colleagues. So I go on there, and I'm horrified, Rach.
I'm not horrified.
I was. You can do a longer one for me. I was horrified, Rach. Yeah.
That started out as a sharp intake of breath and then ended up like a...
Stop it. And so I go on there. There's adverts for candidates in America. Absolute adverts. I'm going, this ain't the BBC. Then there's adverts for personal development mentors and tutors.
Okay. They're all right.
Okay, this ain't the BBC. And then there's people plugging albums, advertising their wares, phones are being advertised, and I'm going, this ain't the BBC, what the hell's going on? So I try to put a message on this group to say, who's running this? Because I'm hurt, I'm worried.
He was, Rachel. He was hurt and worried.
I was. And then...
No.
I tried, lying in the sun.
I didn't notice... But all the messages were being moderated. And man claims it's being like the BBC. And I'm going, it ain't. But silly man forgot to put the same rules on comments on other people's messages. So I asked him there.
Yeah.
And he didn't answer. He then got very upset with me when I said, well, I'm going to report this to the BBC and to Facebook because this is clearly...
He's such a child, Rachel, isn't he? Well, I'm going to report this.
It's clearly not the BBC. And the worst bit about it was there was people joining it thinking it was the BBC and going, I'm really proud to be a member of the BBC.
That is wrong.
That's fraudulent.
Absolutely. So,
fraudulent and stupid, because why do you want to be a member of the BBC?
Well, it would be nice if it was the Bath Bun Company, because they make nice buns.
I like the Bath Bun.
Yum, yum, yum.
I've been there.
So anyway, the Shaggy Dog story continues. Well, I'm now having an argument with this bloke who calls himself the administrator, and we'll just call him Tony. You can see it on Facebook. And he says he does a WTF to me.
Ooh.
Which is even more... I mean, the BBC wouldn't do that.
That
What's
is
WTF
just the most hideous
part,
anagram.
Eric? What the flip, Lee?
Oh, that one.
Yes. And
OMG.
Exactly. And then he goes and puts a post up there going, this bloke called Eric Wiltshire, which is not my name.
No, that's your county name.
That's a county, it's not me. Claims to be somebody ex-BBC. No claiming it, man. I am. and then goes on to chastise me. So I then...
physically?
No, verbally.
Oh.
Bit of verbal abuse. So I then goes and comments underneath and says, right, that's it then. I'm doing this, this, this. Told him what I was doing. Funnily enough, about an hour later, he resigned as an admin.
Did
Lol.
He?
Lol.
Yeah. L-L-M-S off.
Yes. So he resigns as the only admin. So I look on there quick and it says, do you want to be an admin, Eric? So I go, just please. Thank you very much. I'll do that, that, and that. And click all this.
R-O-F-L.
Yeah, R-O-Rolf. And then I carries on to delete all these marketing messages that were clearly approved by man before. And I just deleted the whole lot. And I've left a message up there now. So to anybody else that wishes to join me to a group that's not bona fide, is not genuine, is fake, I will ruddy well report you to the company in question and to Facebook, and I've also put a note on the top that anybody else that wants to comment to him before I took over as admin is his link to his Facebook page. Which Facebook,
LOL.
Which Facebook of course, can validate without any problems at all, because silly boy, even if you delete yourself from the group, it's still on the Facebook records, you dummy.
That actually makes me think of something that happened to me this week.
Well, you've resigned from a group as well.
No.
Oh.
No, I haven't. That is, I am not a group joining person, and therefore I am not a group resigning person.
Right.
But I did have a chat with a recalcitrant estate agent on my patch. I will not mention him yet, but I will let him know that when he listens to this show, because he thinks he's going to get a mention on this show, maybe this week, that this is true, because he denied that RTI FM on Postcard for Poprad were proper stations. He did the same as that. I was remonstrating with him over some of his practices, which shall become clear in the next few weeks.
Just tell him to go to the regulatory body called Ofcom. Look on the Ofcom website for the RTI license number. He will see it there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, then he can go Ofcom.
Mm-hmm.
We can say he's called Fred, because that's a very common name. Fred, we are watching you go to Ofcom.
Shame.
We're not saying you're dead, Fred.
Shame.
We have a note. No. Somebody gave me a brilliant idea the other day, which is now on our mainstream. It says
it was probably me, Rachel.
No, it wasn't. It was somebody. It was a listener actually who said this to me, and I thought that's really nice. Yeah. And so I've now put it on the mainstream as the little ticker on the bottom of it, and it goes RTI, the radio station that speaks out for you.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. You should be on the show.
You should immediately send that person several T-shirts.
Really?
He sent them a T-shirt. He sent me some T-shirts, Rachel.
That's shirt worthy.
Is it? Excuse me. Yes. Did you hear what he said?
What?
I sent him some T-shirts that don't fit.
Just ignores me, don't you? Everything I say, he's like my wife.
You know what?
You're like my wife, Rachel. Everything I say, you just ignore.
She's brilliant. Clearly, she's brilliant. But my shirts fit great. And do you know what? They're so comfy, cozy. I wear one as outside to be proud, and I wear another to bed. And I wore it during my convalescence from my horrible experience last week.
So basically, you were cuddling up with RTI.
Was because I wasn't able to be on the program last week because I was talking like this.
Anyway, yes, so do be sensible. Don't put fake things up there. Don't invite us to them because we'll tell you off. And to anybody else, please go onto the Ofcom site and I will make the notice here. If you wish to complain about the program at any time, you are more than welcome to complain to Ofcom. They'll go through the statutory rules, and if you're wrong...
Exactly.
Harry.
And, we actually have a regulatory body what looks after us, which is more than that person I mentioned as.
Well, yes, exactly. Builders face mammoth task of turning hundreds of windows around on new £19 million building after fitting them back to front.
Oops.
British builders.
You sure they were British?
And I bet they weren't doing it in Lego.
A state-of-the-art marine building in Plymouth University, or at Plymouth University, was hailed as world-class when it opened last year. It was the Duke of Edinburgh that opened it.
Did he put the windows in? Is that what the problem is?
No, I'm sure he didn't. Bless his little cotton socks. How can anybody put the windows in upside down? What plonkers.
Well, didn't this happen in New Zealand?
It did.
No. Well, you know, it is the opposite side of the world and the water runs the other direction down the sink. Ergo, I can see how that would happen.
All right, then.
What bothers me about it, if you're looking in, are you actually looking out?
Ooh.
A bit of existential thinking.
I mean, no conditioned to answer that.
If you're on the inside, are you on the outside? And if it's a block of flats, what are you going to do?
You're playing cricket when you're in, you're out.
The windows are on backwards.
Oh, dear.
I had a builder put a roof on.
Just the glass still heat screaming.
Oh, my word. Women feel sexier in the summer, Rachel.
I don't think
they do.
They do
not. Oh. They don't.
No?
They just feel a bit warmer.
Or is it more to the akin that the testosterone flows freely through the body of men in the summer due to the heat?
It has a stopper.
And then
they pay more attention because we've got less on.
Yes.
Therefore, women who are clearly deluded. Of the impression that they're sexier. In actual fact, they're just being stared at because they're probably, you know, people are wondering why monuments aren't made out of these particular women, I guess.
Is it more bingo T-shirts?
Yep.
Ah.
Yes.
Like bingo wings. That's the problem with women in summer.
Except in Australia, of course, because it's always warm here. Ergo, it's always summer. Ergo, we're always wearing less clothing. I can tell you, we're approaching winter here in Queensland, and I'm not wearing a stitch, and I'm talking to you now.
What? You're topless, naked as you talk?
Topless radio?
Bottomless the naked radio? News.
It's the naked news on RTI.
It's Rachel without a hot pants.
Do you know,
I've been decanted.
My chairman said to me the other day, what's the weather like in Poprad, Eric? Is it getting better? I said, I don't know, but the skirts are getting shorter. He said, oh, good.
In Rachel's case, you can see which way the wind's blowing.
No, there's certain grooming that one undertakes. Thank you very much.
YouTubers beaten television. Well, that's not difficult. Because
I have something good to say about this.
Go on, then.
I just, you know, my general attitude is that anything to do with the internet thing is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Uh-huh. It's something which is destroying society, is making, alienating people from people. But, in fact, I had to think about this thing. And YouTube is basically for amateurs. And this is taking us back to the traditional days of entertainment when we had mummers and troubadours. This is fireside entertainment where your uncle stands up and dances for you and he spits his false teeth out and things like that. Mm-hmm. This is just good old-fashioned entertainment and it's not homogenised by television and hell and ads.
Yes.
On the other hand, if it wasn't for YouTube, we wouldn't have Justin Bieber.
That's a bad thing. Good point. But there again, we wouldn't have Lee Banks the outtakes either.
We wouldn't have the outtakes if the director...
You wouldn't have me on Prisoner.
This is true.
Are you only on YouTube now, Rachel?
I think people in the UK have got me on DVD. For Prisoner.
I've got you on DVD. Sitting on that chair. That backwards chair.
And I have to say, at this point, at this juncture, I have to say to the very, 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 very nice man who for 14 years has been the owner and archivist, is that the right word, of some Eric television, who then decided to stick it up on YouTube. Very nice.
And very nice it is too.
It's a good place to stuff.
I look very.
That was when Eric had a mullet.
Stop it.
You had a mullet.
I had a centre parting.
A centre parting and lots of frilly bits round the back.
I had a centre parting.
And his own teeth.
When did you come back?
Was
charge at a drop-in centre.
Oh, dear. But no, actually, Lee, do you know, you are right, because it's kind of like a citizen's journal of life, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And there are things on there which, you know, in a way, people who are trying to make their way in some sort of entertainment actually have a proper showcase, which in its own way is like the Village Hall, is like the
working men's clubs.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, it's like a demo tape, as it were. And that's a really great way. Like, for example, Rob and I, we're not near our family and friends. We live in regional Australia and we're not near any of them. So if we want to, you know, mark an event such as a birthday or, I don't know, something that doesn't happen very often, like I'm off the floor, for example, we do that and we put it on YouTube so that it, and we don't put it up there so that with the express idea that the public are going to watch it, we're going to get famous for mopping the floor. We just tell our relatives, oh, this happened and here it is and the dog did this and it was cute and here's Christmas and blah, 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 so that our family and friends can see what we're up to.
I know.
And that's good.
I think that is the good, that really is the good side of YouTube. And quite simply, there's some really brilliant historical stuff on there that you would probably get lost if it wasn't put up there, as people move away from this mortal coil, as Lee would put it, and it gets lost forever. But this way around, it's going to stay there. And for anybody around, of course, who wants to look at the history of radio, there's lots of them on there as well. No comment.
There is. I may make a point here for the ladies and gentlemen, the top tip. On YouTube, Mr. Dillon, his Royal Bobness, his organisation regularly take shots of things, YouTube things, of him down, off, so you can't watch them, things that are done at his live shows and things like that.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a tip. Don't look for Bob Dylan. Look for Elston Gunn. They're all under that now.
Oh, you naughty boy, you shouldn't say that. We do not condone piracy of anything.
No, we do not, and don't you dare look at it. And if you want to see Don't Think Twice, look for Think Once. That's how they're getting around it, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, something that's very pertinent, so Eric, next.
Ooh, aye.
What's happened to my iPhone then?
It's redundant. That's it. Obsolete to the rest of the world. iPhones are blind.
It's true. I have an iPhone 1.
The first generation
iPhone. I have one. I saw this notice come up and I went, no. Then I had to charge the iPhone up because it hasn't been charged for months. And then I turned it on to find out none of my apps were working.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Apparently. And they won't update now either.
No.
Nothing. What can you do with that phone now?
Well, I did find out there's a way of changing it for $25, which I won't go into. And then all of a sudden it works again.
I give you the top six, ladies and gentlemen. I don't keep them secret like he does.
What?
You just said you could do it for $25, but you're not telling anybody.
Well, no, because it's a naughty kind of website-ish-esque.
Oh, right.
It's one of those.
It's a tut tip.
Well, if you really want to know, studio@rti.fm, and I'll tell you. Exactly the same problem. My phone don't work. Or as the great movie says, Rachel?
What?
The great movie, Rachel.
What great movie, Rachel?
The one that I sent
phone
to Rachel. No. The comedy sketch, Rachel.
Oh. My BlackBerry doesn't work.
One of the greatest sketches ever with the...
ever.
The greatest ever comedian, or in my opinion. Good old... what was his name now? Little chap?
Ronnie Corbett.
Thank you very much.
He did a BlackBerry sketch.
It was the most hilarious thing. I was moaning about the fact that I didn't know how to make my iPad work, my little iPad mini that I got for Christmas.
Yeah.
And immediately this link pops up on Facebook from Eric. And I'm like, this will be hilarious, because I only ever open links from Eric because I know the rest are just rubbish. I open this link and it's this sketch with Ronnie Corbett. And some other fella, really tall fella. What was his name?
I can't remember now.
John Cleese.
No.
He walks in there and he says, my BlackBerry doesn't work. And he's actually in a grocery shop. And this whole thing happens with apples and
oranges.
BlackBerries and oranges. It's the most hilarious thing. You've got to look for it. And it's called My BlackBerry Doesn't Work on YouTube. On YouTube, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. And my eggs box doesn't work either.
My eggs box. Yeah. That's right.
Really funny sketch. Moving along. Well, it didn't last forever because the spice of life has
gone.
Run out of steam.
I'll tell you what they want, what they really, really want, an audience.
Have you been rehearsing that?
Yes, all day. But you know, I only got this half an hour before we went on. Somebody said it today, but I just bonus pillaged it, but it's very funny.
Yes, it is rather, isn't it?
It's sad, really, isn't it? Because the Spice Girls for their time were actually quite impressive. Mm. Well, they were only impressive for one song.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
They were famous for one song. What are you trying to make me remember what the song's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Spice Girls. This has nothing to do with 80s, 70s and 60s rock. This is the Spice Girls.
Right, so what was the song then?
Yeah.
That one they did.
Which
that
one?
That song, what they did.
What
no,
one?
You don't know. Of course you know.
You want to be my lover.
If you
keep going.
I'm not telling you.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. That one?
I think the Spice Girls, what I really, really want.
You know what's happened because of this stupid thing?
What?
Happening? Guess who we're getting on the panel along with the lovely Dawn French with our Australia's Got Talent?
Who? Mel C.
Jerry Halliwell.
Jerry Halliwell. Oh, honestly, what a... She used to be a very sexy lady.
She's got a bit old, didn't she?
She did. She looks really old. She doesn't look ginger anymore.
No, she doesn't look ginger.
She looks beige.
Yeah, I know.
She looks like a sun-dried pepper.
I thought you were going to say prune for a minute.
No, I was trying to do a spice thing. A spice isn't a prune.
No, but do you know what? All this running down of the Spice Girls, I actually agree with you, Lee. I think that in their day... They were massive. Don't forget they outsold people like the Beatles.
Yeah.
They were more populist than the Beatles.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And there were so many other wonderful things. I'm just wondering if...
You've launched the whole girl power thing too.
Yeah.
They were famous. That's right, they were. And they were at the top of the game. What they basically had got was a modicum of talent and lots of energy and short skirts.
Right.
And very good management.
But what I don't understand is this musical is not the Spice Girls. It was written by Jennifer Saunders. And it does have the songs of the Spice Girls in it.
And the Spice Girls were there as directors, not as directors, as advisors also.
Well, surely. But the point is that it wasn't them, and yet they're getting chastised in the press for many, many quarters, most of which is they're going, and we don't like the music of the Spice Girls. Well, that's because you're a stupid old person.
That's just an outrageous thing to say. Why? Why are they old, stupid people? Because they were working on a newspaper. That is a terrible thing to say.
It's not because they work on a newspaper. It's just that most art critics are stupid old people.
I'm not a stupid old person. No, that's Rachel. That's even worse to describe us as snobs.
We are snobs.
I just wanted you to say the word snobs with your poles in your mouth. That's
It's a good job I can say S's because otherwise, isn't it?
You watch. There's a boys and girls. If you live in the UK, there's a cooking program which I won't mention, and they've got these three geezers on. Well, no, there's one lady and two geezers, and these poor people come out and they critique their food. Now, they come out and they go, "Oh, the lie of that isn't as it should be." Have fish and chips, mate.
Well, yeah, no, but what you do...
Have fish and chips, proper food.
Do you remember that kids' game, Stickles or something?
No.
Or where you used to you pile bricks up and you have to take them out. And then
Jenga,
that's it. Well, that's how you're supposed to present your chips when you're posh. I went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, and he piled his chips up in this lovely little sort of mountain of chips. And the fish was there on the thing, and little green
sometimes
sea
that's
of
nice,
fish.
But sometimes you just want your fish and chips.
Yes.
Well, but you see, it's aesthetically pleasing
as well.
Coming
from a man who thinks that a woman in a box is art. So,
yes.
Goodbye.
I would like to see them do...
Give it a Swinton.
Pie.
I love her.
I would like to see them present pie, mash and liquor.
Missing out the last one, because that is a dangerous phrase to say.
What, liquor?
In these circumstances, with the mood of this show. Right. Yeah,
it's
to present pie and peas. When we did that event at the Baker... Shoe Shattery. They presented...
They're just showing off.
Forgetting about liquor, they were presenting faggots.
Yes.
And they presented them immaculate. There were two faggots on the plate with a little bit of serum put across them. And then there were a little pile of peas. It was so charming. And
tell me what
have they done?
Sorry. What, dare I ask, is a faggot?
Oh, it's yummy.
It's not, there's nothing wrong with a faggot.
Oh, it's yummy.
Oh, I agree, but
in
culinary terms, what
right,
is it?
Right, primary content is liver, bit of onion, some cereal, and it's rather like a haggis in the intestines as a sort of skin round it.
Basically, a Scottish faggot.
That's wrong.
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, it's lovely.
You
don't want to
share a bed with somebody that night.
Oh, Rach, it's lovely.
Are beautiful.
Oh, they are. And it knocks 9 spots out of this la-di-da, mamby, pamby, poncy food.
Nouveau cuisine,
which is only another thing for putting the price up and making the portion smaller.
It's like having a tagliatelle, isn't it?
Careful how you say that.
Rachel on a plate, tagliatelle.
Let's get this straight once and for all. My name is actually Brunston, but I'm getting married to a Taglienti. Now, he has a G in the spelling, which is clearly silent. So I am not, although I did laugh today when I bought some pasta and there was some tagliatelle in the shelf and I nearly went, that's just tough.
So I really do think, boys and girls, you should boycott these namby-pamby arty-farty restaurants, and what you should do is support the local chip shop and the local food for the area, like pie and mash.
Go to Harry Ramsden.
Listen to your Spice Girls on your iPod while you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, while you're having your fish and chips. There, we actually have just marked down where the Spice Girls belong.
What, in traditional places?
Fish and chip shop.
Yeah, that'll
places,
do.
Yeah,
right. On that happy note, we've got to leave Postcard from Potbread for another week, boys and girls. Say goodnight, Rachel.
Good night, Rachel.
Good night, Lee.
Good night, Lee.
Good morning, Eric.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.